Last night, something bizarre happened in front of a big crowd watching a sporting event. When the generally they grab a couple of clowns from the crowd to do something stupid to try and win something.
And for all our southern listeners, if you thought rugby league itself was hard to comprehend, wait till you get a load of this.
The big ball bash is quite simply just a giant ball in the middle of the ground and one person at one end and one person at the other, and they run as fast as they can to try and hit the big ball first.
Yeah, brilliant. I love it.
Last night, things went a little awry when someone got there a bit earlier than the other person and catastrophe ensued. Someone snapped their foot, someone smashed their shoulder.
Exactly right.
Both contestants ended up in hospital. And do we have one of them now, Joe, I think? Michael?
I believe we do. I just
Gregson.
Yeah, well, look, you can call him that if you want. I just know him as the Shunter. And the Shunter came out and he said, Shunter in crisis. He became an overnight online sensation. Mm-hmm. His foot looks like a horror show. But, mate, can you just tell us, how are you feeling?
I've been a bit better, but it's good to know that people are out there thinking about me.
We saw your foot. It is literally hanging off your leg.
It looks like, but, well, I'm just talking from looking at it from the ground, but I have yet to look at any of the photos. I just can't bring myself to do that yet.
Yeah, don't.
Can I say, we were sitting in our office, Shunter, and our producer let out a yelp followed by a scream. Joe hit the floor, of course.
Yeah, I squealed like a girl.
I turned around to see what had happened and then saw the picture of your disconnected foot and leg held together only by skin and hair, and that's one of the most grotesque things I've ever seen. I wouldn't be selfieing it.
Are you feeling any better now, Shunter?
Well, I'm partway there. They've at least got my foot pointing the right way, so that's
right.
Good.
And I imagine you're on some sort of pain relief regimen, like pethidine or morphine or something, Ian.
Basically, after the I didn't really feel much of the pain that you'd expect, because I had adrenaline when I initially had the injury. Then I got taken back into the trainer's rooms and a steady stream of morphine until I actually had the ankle set back in place.
Yeah. Did you get the magnificent green whistle? I've had one myself. I know you're not meant to covet medicine, but it's pretty good, isn't it?
I didn't get the whistle. I was begging for the whistle because I remember a State of Origin game a few years ago where Jonathan Thurston had one, and I thought, he looked like he's having so much fun.
Yeah, it is. I got hit by a car on my bike and I was like, wow, I would have ridden into a car if I knew this was coming.
So, Shunter, talk us through that moment. We know that you were to the brim with anticipation.
A man only gets one shot at the big ball bash in his life.
And then talk about is when you came onto the field, you saw that giant blue orb in front of you just floating there like a great big pink elephant ready to be skewered. Talk us through it. Come on.
That actually wasn't my first time at the dance. I've done the big bash ball before. I had tickets on myself because I did quite well last time. I didn't break any bones and I won. So I held no fears about the big bash ball. I just thought to myself, rightio, the same as I did last time. But this time around, I probably a little bit short of a run. I was sprinting towards the ball, and then I saw the ball start moving.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, okay, they've got their first. I just need to
brace
my feet and drop the shoulder.
Right.
And
take him out.
I planted my feet and broke my ankle.
You did quite an injury to the other guy as well, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. He ended up dislocating his shoulder, and but he was back in the trainer's room as well, and they popped it back in, but then it came straight back out again. So we actually shared an ambulance there back to Nepean Hospital.
Oh, that's nice.
Except he was smiling because he won.
Oh, actually, I think he... I'll tell you what, he did win. He ended up being the one that got the whistle.
Oh. Right.
There you go. Yeah. One whistle per ambulance, obviously, if they couldn't give you both one. One of the things I want to know is, did you have to sign anything before you did this saying, hey, it's a disclaimer, we take no responsibility if you hurt yourself, or are you being looked after?
I did sign the form. It is a waiver. Look, that being said, though, I'm confident the sporting bet and the Panthers will look after me.
I have no doubt they will.
I would say the only thing more confident than you is a lawyer with a document with your signature on it saying that they don't have to do anything. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. You won't remember any of this conversation because you're away with the Pixies.
Yeah,
but we wish you a speedy recovery, Shunter.
Yeah. Hashtag pray for Shunter.
All right, thanks a lot.
And if you would like to see this grotesque photo of a foot and shin at right angles at 1%, as we will tweet that photo, but we just want to give you a warning that it ain't pretty.
Not for the faint-hearted.